This is the Christmas Stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. Stick around. I really like today's song. I think you will, too. I received an email from England I want to tell you about, and an email greeting from a fellow podcaster, also from the UK. When I was a kid, Christmas seals were all over the place and seemed like a very big deal. They were created to support healthy lungs, and I've always been about that, so that was one reason. They're also just kind of cool, like stamps, but not quite. Christmas seals have been around longer than you might think. The lung disease most worried about back in the day was tuberculosis. TB is a serious disease that mostly affects the lungs, but can also affect other parts of the body. 90% of infected people don't get symptoms, and there's no problem. The rest have symptoms like a chronic cough, blood in the mucus, fever, night sweats, and weight loss. Left untreated, it can kill. It spreads through the air when infected people cough, sneeze, or spit. At the turn of the 20th century, TB was the leading cause of death around the world. It hit people of all ages, and it was especially hard to see children with this fatal disease. The people with the disease would be sent to sanatoriums, which is not a hospital for crazy people. They were hospitals set up to treat TB and other long-term diseases. In Denmark in 1903, a postal worker came up with the genius idea of an extra stamp people could buy, which would be put on letters next to regular postage. But money raised by these stamps would go to help kids with TB. The postmaster and the King of Denmark signed off on the idea, and the first Christmas seals were released in 1904. They had a picture of the Queen of Denmark and the word Julen, which is Danish for Christmas. They were a smash hit. More than 4 million were sold. After about 6 years, enough funds were raised to open a sanatorium in Denmark. Sweden and Iceland were the next countries to issue Christmas seals, and soon they were found all over Scandinavia, where they're still popular today. Other countries that have issued Christmas seals include the Danish West Indies, the Virgin Islands, and Estonia. Sanatoriums in the U.S. were starting to see some success too, but in 1907, a tiny Delaware facility was in danger of closing. They needed $300 to keep their doors open. A doctor there told his cousin, Emily Bissell, a Red Cross volunteer, about the situation, and she decided to copy the Denmark Christmas seals, selling them for a penny each at the Delaware post offices. A more modest success than Denmark, the first U.S. Christmas seals still raised 10 times the goal. That's about 300,000 Christmas seals, thanks to Emily, friends who lent her money to print them up, and a bunch of other volunteers. She had trouble at first, and knowing she wouldn't make the goal, she went to Philadelphia and got one of the popular papers, the North American, to get on board and run articles just about every day. This got the attention of President Theodore Roosevelt, who enthusiastically endorsed the program, and they were off to the races. The next year, American Christmas Seals was a nationwide program. It grew through World Wars I and II, and the Great Depression in between. Christmas seals continued to benefit TB victims and then research, but expanded into other respiratory diseases like emphysema and lung cancer. TB became curable after World War II, although it would take decades to control it in the developed world. It's still one of the most common infectious diseases in the world. American Christmas seals have been put out by the American Lung Association since 1973, and proceeds have gone to research, anti-smoking campaigns, and many more activities. If you want to give, I'll have a link in the show notes, which you can find at mychristmasstocking.net. As hopeful as Christmas seals are, we focus on a lot of negative stuff, so let's take a deep breath, be glad that we can, and think about what we're going to do on December 25th. We're going to say, wake up! It's Christmas!
Sun comes up, wake up, it's Christmas. Don't sleep in, get out of bed. Magpies sing, wake up, it's Christmas. Welcome in the Christmas day. Come with me, and you will see. There are so many gifts on the Christmas tree. There's one for you and one for me, another for Jack, and one for Jamie Lee. Sun comes up, wake up, it's Christmas. Don't slip in, get out of bed. Magpies sing, wake up, it's Christmas. Welcome in the Christmas day. Over the hill, the moon hangs deep. The earth is asleep, waiting until the stars begin to fade with the coming of the morn. kookaburras sing at the break of the dawn. Sun comes up, wake up, it's Christmas. Don't sleep in, get out of bed. Magpies sing, wake up, it's Christmas. Welcome in the Christmas day. Join the throng and sing this song. I sing it loud and clear, you can't go wrong. Now is the time to spread good cheer on Christmas Day and all through the year. Sun comes up, wake up, it's Christmas. Don't sleep in, get out of bed. Magpies sing, wake up, it's Christmas. Welcome in the Christmas Day. Sun comes up, wake up, it's Christmas. Don't sleep in, get out of bed. Magpies sing, wake up, it's Christmas. Welcome in the Christmas Day. Welcome in the Christmas Day. Welcome in the Christmas Day.
Some happy Christmas music. I wish I'd had this for my Australian episode. That's Peter Combe, a children's music star. They say he paved the way for the Wiggles. The song's called Wake Up, It's Christmas. All the music information, including ways to obtain it, are available on the website, mychristmasstocking.net. Big hey to Dave Guerra, who's been with us since the first season of The Christmas Stocking, always offering to help and helping without asking. He's with us on Twitter and Facebook and has helped spread the word. I appreciate it, Dave. Hi also to football-ol78, who's another Twitter friend. Twitter.com/xmasstocking. Hi to James, Megan, and Sharon Ann, just a few of our many Facebook friends. It's easy to find us there. Just search in the search box for Christmas Stocking. Hello again, Rebecca. She's in Chester, England, and a new listener to the Christmas Stocking. I mentioned her tweets previously. This time she emailed topelf@mychristmasstocking.net to let us know about her family's traditions. She writes, my sister's birthday is the 23rd of December. And then it's Christmas Eve. And then the big Christmas Day itself. And then to top it off, my birthday is Boxing Day, 26th of December. A packed few days. Haha, that's crazy. My wife's birthday is close to Christmas too, so I know how that goes. I'm glad you mentioned Boxing Day because we will look at that tradition in an upcoming episode. I hope you'll listen to that, Rebecca, and let me know if I got it right. Merry Christmas, Rebecca. You can also tell us your tradition and be on the Christmas Stocking yourself by going to mychristmasstocking.net. Click on the Call Me button, and our voicemail will call you. You can make the number private, too. Or you can email audio to me like James did.
Hi, Lee. This is James Cooper from www.whychristmas.com, the site that answers your Christmas questions, and I also help out on the LifeSpring Why Christmas show. I wanted to say a very big thank you to you for doing the Christmas Stocking again this year, and to wish you and your listeners a very happy Christmas. It's great to have the Christmas Stocking back again this year to help me get in the Christmas spirit, and hopefully Steve Webb and myself will also help as we're back with the LifeSpring Why Christmas show over at lifespringwhychristmas.com. And this year we'll also be having a Christmas trivia competition where you can win a signed copy of Brian Duncan's Christmas CD, A Neo Soul Christmas. So thanks again for the great show and happy Christmas, everyone.
Thanks, James. Have a Merry Christmas. Sharon wrote to topelf@mychristmasstocking.net last December 20th with an idea. Will we ever hear about it? I'm Lee Cameron. Tune in next time to find out. In the Christmas Stocking.